This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome back to Books and Stuff Podcast. I'm Danielle.
And I'm Zach.
And happy Monday. Today, we've got an exciting episode because we have another deep dive and we're doing
Grady Hendrix's new release, How to Sell a Haunted House.
So I think we are not alone in this being probably like one of the biggest releases this year. Grady Hendrix didn't have a release for 2022, so I know a lot of people were anticipating this one, and we are with that camp.
Yes, we are on camp Grady Hendrix, and this release was one of the big releases I've been anticipating for the year. The other one was actually just announced, I think, yesterday or the other day. Holly by Stephen King is being released September 5th, I think is what it was, and that is later this year. So that's another one that I was excited for. And obviously I need to read the Mercedes trilogy, but that's not what we're talking about today. We are talking about Grady Hendrix and How to Sell a Haunted House. This is my seventh Grady Hendrix book. And this is your second.
Yeah. So Zach has read all of his books so far, all of his fiction books so far. And I have read Horror Store, which is like the IKEA type one. I really want to read My Best Friend's Exorcism. That's actually on my like 23 and 23 list. You can check that out on Instagram. And while you're over on Instagram, don't forget to check out the podcast, the Books and Stuff Podcast over on Instagram, as well as Zach's Instagram. All of that will be linked down below. His handle just actually changed to Zach's Books. It used to be something way longer. I unfortunately can't get Danielle's books because some inactive account has it. So womp womp for that. But also, don't forget to rate and review this podcast wherever you listen. And then, do we have any book updates before we just dive into this one? I've actually read kind of a lot of books this week, but you can go check those out on Instagram. Like I said, I just finished this book on Sunday, which is the day we're recording this, which if you listen to the podcast on Mondays when it drops, this is the day before. So I finished it just in time.
Yes, just in time. I finished it Wednesday or Thursday?
No, you finished it on release day, Tuesday.
Oh, I did read it all the way through.
Yeah.
Finished it Tuesday, started it Tuesday. It was a great experience. I enjoyed the book and I really didn't want to put it down. I did a whole reading vlog on it. Go check out Zach's books on YouTube. We'll have that link down below as well. Wherever.
It'll be in the show notes. So I guess let's just jump right into this book so we can just, you know, get into it. So this one is a 400-page horror book, like we said, by Grady Hendrix. And right off the bat, let's do a elevator pitch. Do you want me to do it or do you got it?
You start and then I'll hop in at some point.
All right. So the basis of this book is two siblings, Luis and Mark, who are very estranged. They do not talk to each other at all. But they are coming together because both of their parents have died, and that is not a spoiler. Like, we always do spoiler-free in the beginning. So these two siblings are coming together because their parents just died, and you're kind of following their journey with grief and also dealing with this house, which I wouldn't call it necessarily a haunted house, but it's a creepy house. Yeah, you're following their journey from, like, really hating each other to making amends.
I mean, when I first read it, I know in my video I said I don't get the whole premise of, like, this being a haunted house. It's kind of more like, which we'll get to later, like a possessional type thing. But I guess if it wasn't for the house, maybe it wouldn't have even happened. So, I don't know. I guess haunted house is a bit of a stretch, but I don't know what other title you could use for this book, but so basically two siblings arguing, fighting, brother and sister. They didn't always get along growing up, and
they had a lot of issues, and a lot of them were not resolved when, you know, they became adults too. And so you're kind of following them have to come together, like I said. So their parents are Nancy and Eric, and we find out pretty much right away that Nancy has quite the collection of dolls, puppets, just anything like that. She's got the collection of it, and it's very creepy. And are like her prized possession. Like these puppets are on display in the house, and they're kind of everywhere. And so
yeah, they're all over the place. It's rather creepy, and I said that in my video too. And if you've read Goosebumps, this is like a rated R version of Night of the Living Dummy. So
yeah, so their parents get into a car accident like right away in the first chapter or the second chapter. Like very early on in the book, you know that they got into a car accident and they don't make it out. And then again, right away at the beginning of the book, you kind of start off really not liking Mark because he is not giving Louise the time of day, A, and B, he's the younger brother, and he's like, he seems to have like anger management is kind of what it is. But, you know, you could chalk that up to great, like his parents just died. So it is what it is. But you kind of don't like him for a large part of the book.
Yeah. For the first, first half of the book, maybe even three quarters. I'd say probably about the halfway point is when you kind of start kind of enjoying him a little bit. There's a lot of fighting.
Took him 41 hours before he even told Luis that the parents died.
Well, the other problem that he had too is he already made plans for them. Like, they're getting cremated here. We're going to scatter the ashes on a beach. And it's like, I wasn't even here. You didn't wait for me to get here. And he was like, well, I didn't know if you were going to actually show up. So.
And he planned the funeral, and it was this like puppeteer, like circus funeral, like crazy.
They're like fighting on the yard with like the paperwork. She takes it from him and goes and sees, I think it's their
cousin Brody. So the will that the parents left is also kind of like an underlying element to the story, as it always is. Basically, help me break this down. So if their dad died second, then Louise would get all everything.
Yeah. So the dad's will is read first when they get to this place where their cousin is reading them the will. And in the dad's will, it says, if I am to die last, then Louise is left with everything, like the house, all the money, the puppet, like everything. However, if, what was her name?
Louise.
No, the mom.
Oh, Nancy.
Nancy. If Nancy is to die after me, then everything will be made into like what her will says. So his will is basically like, if she dies after me, then my will is basically like null and void. You got to follow her will. Nothing I say matters.
Which ends up being the case.
And literally, Luis is like told, like, your dad actually died second or first. Your mom actually died a few minutes after he did. So technically, the will is your mom's will that we have to follow. And that means Mark gets everything. And Luis the whole time is like, I'm splitting it 50-50, right down the middle, and this and that. And in her head, she's like, all right, I think he's probably going to do the same thing. He gets up and basically just starts fist pumping the air like, yeah, I get everything. All of it's mine. And like, yeah, F you, Luis. And she's and like Brody's like, I mean, your sister's like right there. And he's like, yeah, I know. It's like, okay, well, this is super awkward. And so and Luis leaves. But
Brody has a note. The mom left a note written that was like, hopefully you like don't have to see this, but I'm sorry that things panned out this way. I did this way, aka Mark getting everything, because you have more than Mark does. He's always like falling short. He doesn't have a family. He doesn't have kids. He doesn't have a wife. He has less than you. And so you're better off than him right off the bat. So this is why I did it. But
and Louise, I'm sure that he will be happy to split anything for you, which she was wrong. He did not want to.
Well, and so Louise does get something. She gets mom's art collection, which includes literally artwork, but it also includes puppets,
the dolls, everything.
And she basically uses that as leverage to Mark to try and guilt him into giving her more, or to make the whole process longer, because there's a ton of puppets. And so she's like, well, if I, draw this process out, maybe he'll just get sick and tired and say, fine, I'll help you and you can have some of the money. So she really uses that. But these puppets and taxidermy squirrels and all of that are nasty.
Oh yeah, no, they're very vicious. Yeah, they're very creepy. And meanwhile, this is all going on while they're in the house and
in the attic.
Yeah, there's noises going on in the attic. There's a weird vent cover that's thrown off, and so are thrown off the wall. There's weird noises of this something in the attic following them around. It's said to be an animal or something. And yeah, a lot of weird stuff starts going on, and eventually it leads to we're going to jump ahead a little bit, and it kind of leads to neither of them really want anything to do with the house at this point.
I do want to say real quick though, Louise has a ex-husband, Ian, and a daughter named Poppy. And Ian is taking care of Poppy out in San Francisco while all of this is happening in Chicago, I'm pretty sure. And so Ian is getting really fed up with her taking all this time. On one hand he gets it, but also she keeps making empty promises to Poppy. I'm going to be home soon, or I'm coming home tomorrow, when it's not actually the case. And so he's getting fed up, and Poppy is obviously wanting her to come home. We're not going to touch on every single detail in this deep dive, only because a lot of it surrounds the same thing. And that is one particular puppet that Nancy had. It was the star of the show, essentially. And that is
Pupkin, which I honestly, in my video, I kept mispronouncing his name because the narrator was saying it really fast. So I thought his name was Pumpkin. So that is definitely not the case. It's Pupkin. So this little doll is, I think it's a clown doll.
Is a terror.
And literally when Louise was younger, it literally would tell her to do things. It bit her finger one time just to show I'm being serious. And this was so Mark had been born. He was a little kid, and Louise didn't like him too much. And it eventually grew to Pupkin didn't like him either. So what does she get told one Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or something like that at one of her cousin's houses? Send him out on the lake and let him drown. So I will say probably spoilers from here. Yeah. Maybe.
So basically Pupkin is very territorial, and this whole time Mark thought that Louise literally tried to kill him, which is one of the reasons why Mark doesn't like her. And that was when he was a younger kid.
He was
two. But it was Pupkin who was trying to get her to kill him, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is a very common theme. Pupkin wants to use other people to hurt other people.
It's it's a metaphor for puppets, because we use them to do things, and basically Pupkin was doing the old good old reversal, was telling humans to do things.
Mark literally ends up losing an arm.
Yeah, they get up. So, okay, that was a big jump. So basically they get a realtor friend. Her name is Mercy. They're the house is haunted. I'm not trying to sell a place like this. It's going to ruin my reputation. And she was a family member or something like that. So they're all right, cool, whatever. Thanks for the help. And then they pretty much end up doing a big old fashioned, all right, we got to figure out what's going on in the house. They basically share Pupkin stories. There's this one. Okay. So there's two narrators in the book. One is a female who's 98% of the book. And then this guy shows up on chapter, near the end to narrate for Mark. comes out of absolutely nowhere, and I completely like freaked out when I was reading it, because I was like, all right, why is there a man talking all of a sudden?
Well, so basically, I want to say that this book is told, there are chapters in this book, but it's also told in parts. And the different parts are the five stages of grief. So each part, you're getting told the story kind of from the, like, that lens. So you have, what are they? Denial, anger, bargaining, acceptance, and then I'm missing one.
Anger.
Denial.
Bargaining. Hang on. They're definitively in the book as like black pages. Depression.
Okay, that's the other one.
Acceptance, yeah.
So basically, like, Luis and Mark are going back and forth about selling the house throughout the entire book. And Pupkin is like the ultimate terror to them throughout this entire book.
Well, Mark wants to sell it immediately. He's like, I'm done with this place. I want to sell it. And then he,
the money.
And then he gets there and he's like, you know, now I don't really feel so sure. This is mom and dad's house. And he's like trying to show emotion. And it's just like, sit down and shut up, Mark.
Yeah. So basically, where do you want to go next?
Let's see. So from there, again, they get told it's a haunted house. And so what they need to do is, I think one of them discovers Pupkin at some point. Luis gets like attacked or brings up Pupkin or something like that. And then they realize, because the attic door this whole time has been like bolted shut. And so they pop it loose. And lo and behold, the thing that's up in the attic that's been following around, walking around, stuff like that, is Pupkin. And Pupkin grew a strong attachment to Nancy. That was her name, wasn't it?
Yeah.
To their mother. And we come to find out why. She had some family issues herself when she had like gotten Pupkin and stuff like that. She had a brother named Freddy. Mm-hmm. Everyone is told that, like, he stepped on a nail and he died of, like,
the rust
or something like that.
That was the story they told everyone, but it's not necessarily, like,
truth. It ends up not being the truth. And that happened
when he was five.
Six. Or was it five? Five, yeah. Five. And so, basically from there, it's, you know, Pupkin's kind of being really weird and, like, really attached to Nancy, and Pupkin doesn't like the father, and he gets like really sick one day or something like that. Or basically they get in a car accident and the mom had told Mark that like he had an accident or he had an attack, and you come to find out that Pupkin actually attacked the father in the house. And like while they were driving to the hospital, that's when they got in a car accident, and like Pupkin doesn't believe that, like, Nancy's dead. Like, is refusing to believe that Nancy's gone because she wants Nancy. That's, like, the big thing. Pupkin just, like, wants Nancy. And so, he's terrorizing Luis and Mark.
Mark and Luis also try and, like, kill Pupkin for good 3 times total, but 2 before, like, the main one happens. Like, they try and just like,
oh yeah, throw him
in the garbage. They try and like shred him or something.
I remember what happened. You saying that just jolted my memory.
Okay.
So they like Mark and her come to an agreement to where like she shouldn't spend the night in the house, but she's going to. She goes to the house, she tries to sleep, and she's attacked by Pupkin. Mark shoots it a bunch of times and they think that they killed it, and then that's when Mark reveals like his story about Pupkin. They go back, Pupkin's not where he was. That's when they go to the attic and Mark goes into like this weird daze. Like Pupkin's like talking to him, telling him stuff, and then the giant doggo spider attacks. What was his name? Spike?
No, Spider.
Oh yeah, it was literally just called Spider. Basically attacks Luis, and like later on we find out that like Mark basically was like, I like had to do it. Otherwise Pupkin was going to like kill you, or I was going to have to kill you, or something like that. So the fight goes downstairs from the attic, and Mark walks down there with Pupkin on his arm, and Luis is freaking out. They start kind of fighting each other. I actually thought Luis was, I mean, we're already in the spoiler territory here. I had a slight thought that Luis actually was going to die, because Mark bashed her in the head with a hammer like 3 times. So like it got pretty brutal, and I thought she actually was like dead.
Well, yeah, like I said, Mark literally lost an arm because of this puppet.
Well, yeah, exactly. So you fast forward a little bit later during this ordeal, and Luis literally cuts off his arm with a table saw, or with like a handsaw or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they go to the hospital and they have some explaining to do. Pupkin at this point is thrown to a garbage can, and they put something on top of it to try and keep him in.
No, that's when she gets to the hospital, talks to Mark, and he's like, burn it.
But yeah,
put it on the grill.
You gotta finish it. And so she goes, burns it, and you know,
they think it's done again.
They think it's done. So she finally goes to Poppy and Ian, and like
surprise,
I think it was whose mom sent it.
No, it wasn't. It was Ian's mom. They did like arts and crafts, and they made
they made a pumpkin.
Yeah,
and like that pumpkin like was attaches pumpkin.
Yes, and it attaches to Poppy. And does not let go.
This ordeal with like Pupkin and
Poppy
is just like depressing. Like it's literally just like nonstop.
He bites her.
Oh, he bites her. He makes her cut, like almost slice her wrist. Yeah. She sets like the apartment they live in, or house?
I don't know. But basically they're trying to figure out the origin of Pupkin and what's going on, because we could talk all day about all the things that Pupkin really did, but now Luis is like, okay, it's on my daughter, so we are ending this.
And anytime I've tried getting it, like, it's like going to kill Poppy.
So I need to figure out like what's going on with this doll.
So she calls Mark. Can you imagine that phone call? Like, you think you've killed this thing twice, and you get a phone call from your sister. Yeah, so this damn puppet is literally on my daughter's arm now. So, like, what do we need to do? And he's like, okay.
Tell family.
He's like, well, give me a minute and I'll call you back. He calls back. He's like, so we got to go talk to this lady. Like,
no, their aunt.
Well, yeah, the aunt. Yeah, we got to go talk to this, to our aunt, because she's like some spiritualist or something like that, and she can help out.
Meanwhile, their grandma landed in the hospital, their grandma they call Aunt Honey.
Yeah.
It's not their aunt, it's their grandma. And it turns out that grandma is the one who knows most about the puppet, because they basically wanted to figure out like when did this puppet come into like Nancy's life? Like, how did that come about? And just long story short, getting right to the point, this puppet is literally the ghost of
Uncle Freddy.
Yes.
So Freddy died at a young age. Pupkin, I think, was the cause of that death.
And
like Nancy did it. Like kind of like what happened with.
Yeah, Nancy killed him. It wasn't on purpose.
But yeah, it was like Pupkin like said something. No, I don't remember. But anyway, Freddy died at a young age. To like cover it up, they buried him by a tree in the backyard of Nancy's house, or like the mom and dad's house, whatever. And basically you find out that
they need to go find where Freddy is buried so that they can basically bring Pumpkin home.
Also, we mentioned Pumpkin. Freddy's age earlier, and that's significant because Poppy right now is the same exact age. So like they're both like 5 years old.
Yeah.
And so Pupkin is basically a 5-year-old boy trapped in a puppet. And like Nancy was like the one who took care of him afterwards. And like Nancy knew that it was Freddy, basically.
So Nancy and Mark are basically like Luis and Mark are basically like in an all out fight with this puppet in the backyard, trying to get this damn puppet like to go home, essentially.
Well, yeah, they like start the fight in the house, and like all the puppets come to life. Like all of them just start attacking them. Like, it's honestly a depressing thing to like look at. and like they all are just getting attacked. It's like it's horrendous to watch. And then like a cool thing that I really liked at the end was Mark is like basically on like his last legs. He's already lost an arm. He got the shit beat out of him by the puppets. Mm-hmm. And he's basically like leaning up against a tree and like he whistles and like the dog just comes out of nowhere and just starts attacking the puppet monster. And it's just like really cool. It's just a really awesome way to like kind of almost end the book. They end up defeating the puppet monster and Luis like explains to Pupkin, like, we know who you are. It's time to go. Like, it's time to move on. Like, you gotta go. And eventually Pupkin does. They have to bury up like the coffin or they put him in like a metal box or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so that's, I think Pupkin goes, oh no, like a apparition of like a little boy like appears and like takes Pupkin and they like leave or something like that.
Yeah. So basically all of that happens. And then finally the house has been cleansed and they can start either fixing it up or blah, 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 blah. Eventually we find out now, obviously everything is back to normal. Mark has decided to renovate the house and he surprises Luis with it.
At this point, we like Mark.
We really like Mark.
Mark is a really good guy all of a sudden. Like he completely like changed everything about his life because of what just happened.
And so obviously the house is in his name. He decides to renovate the house, really, really nicely done and everything. And he tells Luis that he has a potential buyer and he really like upped the value of the house with all of the renovating he did. And he told Luis that he wants her like to basically okay selling the house. And then like a huge chunk of money is going to be put towards like Poppy's savings or whatever. Like
for Poppy. College and the rest of her life,
basically. Which was a really nice way to end it. And
there's a nice classical end when they're all, I don't want to say it's like classical, but it just felt like heartwarming. They basically go inside the house and like they're sitting in the kitchen and Luis starts smelling something. She's like, oh my God, something's burning. And Mark's like, no, it's Dad. He's cooking his like famous dish. I don't remember what the dish is.
Yeah.
I think it was like cookies or muffins or something like that.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, that's Dad. He's cooking, you know, what we used to enjoy here is like, you know,
it's like sullen. I don't know.
Yeah. But anyway, he's like, yeah, we're good now. We're safe. Like we can sell the house. It's purified. Mom and Dad are happy. Like let's sell it.
And that's kind of where you end. You also get to see the funeral, whatchamacallit, like brochure, pamphlet, service flyer thing at the end of the book, which I thought was really cool. So,
which you read that. I didn't actually look at that.
Our ratings. I gave this 5 stars. I like this better than Horror Store. I liked Horror Store, but this is my favorite Grady Hendrix. I've only read 2. I gave this 5 stars. I really liked it. Normally, an over 400-page book, I'm really critical about it feeling like too slow or something. I didn't really get that with this book. I was intrigued the entire way, and I didn't feel the 400 pages. I also listened to this on audio while following along in the physical book. So I did both.
I gave it 5 stars as well. This again is my 7th Grady Hendrix book and it is by far my favorite Grady Hendrix book. 5 stars, My Best Friend's Exorcism.
The main narrator for this book is really good.
Yeah, the woman is really good. The guy was just kind of like out of nowhere in my opinion. So whatever. But yeah, it's my favorite Grady Hendrix. Best Friend's Exorcism dropped down a space, which I never really saw happening, but.
And yet again, you have another book that you read in January that might make it all the way to the end of the year.
Well, yeah, I know. This book, Swan Song, The Island, all 5 stars, all really good books. So,
nice.
How to Sell a Haunted House Deep Dive with Danielle and Zach.
Let us know what you thought of the book over on Instagram. Like I said, that's the Books and Stuff podcast over on Instagram. Check out our individual bookstagrams in the show notes as well as our YouTube channels. And Don't forget to rate and review the podcast wherever you listen. We're on all platforms, and we hope you have a great week, and we will see you in the next one.
Bye.
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 Bye.